This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, three apartments at Crane Resort extensively damaged in a fire last night. Classes resume at all primary and secondary schools. Wesley Hall Junior School remains closed for repairs. The Chamber of Commerce proposes a review of Barbados's building codes after Beryl's destruction in the region. One woman dies and a 20-year-old man is feared dead after Hurricane Beryl batters Jamaica. The head of SEDIMA pleased with regional response to assist Caribbean countries devastated by Hurricane Beryl. And Britain's vote in the election expected to propel Labour to power. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Three apartments at the Crane Resort complex were damaged, one of them extensively, in a fire last night. Starcom Network News understands the blaze started around 11 p.m. in the extensively damaged apartment situated at the top of the five-story apartment block. The apartment was occupied by a family of two adults and two children. The other apartments in the block were also occupied, and the 53 residents were taken to the nearby Wyndham Sam Lords Castle Resort. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Several fire crews responded to the blaze, which was extinguished around 6 a.m. A resident of the Crane area described seeing several fire tenders arriving at the scene as the flames erupted.
Right now, I can see it's on the top floor of one of the buildings, and I can see the flame raging. Well, another fire truck just came. I can see the smoke, and I can see the flames from here where I am. It's on the top floor of one of the apartment buildings. It's the old Crane Hotel. But since then, they have different sections. They have buildings that are about five or so stories high, like apartment buildings.
A resident of the Crane St. Philip. Classes will resume at all primary and secondary schools today, except the Wesley Hall Junior School. A statement from the Ministry of Education said that following assessment conducted after the passage of Hurricane Beryl, it was determined that schools could reopen for students, teachers, and staff. The statement explained that repairs at the Wesley Hall School were still incomplete during the passage of Hurricane Beryl. The ministry said the school will remain closed so that those repairs could be completed. A key private sector leader sees a need for Barbados to review its building codes and infrastructure in response to increasing threats from storms and other hazards. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, believes that while Hurricane Beryl only brushed Barbados, the devastation it caused elsewhere is a wake-up call.
It really gives you pause to think, you know, like what would we do in a situation where we were impacted that heavily? What would be left? What of our infrastructure would be left? What buildings would be left? You know, so it really makes you think about how you would, you know, from storage, warehousing, access, transport, infrastructure, building codes, structures, these type of things. You know, we have to really, really relook at all of that.
He notes the changing climate trends and thinks this could increase the chance of a more direct hit.
This is something that has been going on now for probably the last 5 to 10 years. That the frequency, and this is something you will see on the various disaster agencies and so on, that the frequency and the intensity of these storms are increasing and have increased significantly. So these storms, there's more of them, and they spin up into something very powerful much more quickly than maybe we were accustomed to in the past. And it's something that you really have to look, given the damage and so on that you've seen in the other islands, and even what we've seen here, that can have a significant impact on our country if we were to get hit with something that strong.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Hurricane Beryl has reportedly claimed the life of a woman and a 20-year-old feared dead as the Category 4 cyclone battered Jamaica yesterday. Reports indicate that a large tree fell on a house, killing the woman in the northwestern parish of Hanover. Tragedy also struck in Harnett Garden, St. Andrew, after a 20-year-old resident was washed away by flood waters. A resident who spoke to Television Jamaica recounted what occurred.
So they were playing ball. Somebody kicked the ball and the ball went into the gully. So he went after the ball. No, he jumped in for the ball to try to catch the ball. And he just washed away. Divers from the Rima community went in, tried to save him, but no, they didn't find him. No, I was there when he washed away from up the Havana side. the top part of the gully. I was there at that point. But when I went to Remano, the person from the community said that divers went in after him, but they didn't find him.
Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDIMA, Elizabeth Riley, says she's pleased that Caribbean nations have lent their assistance in supporting the countries impacted by Hurricane Beryl. She was speaking during a news briefing at SEDIMA's headquarters to update the region on Hurricane Beryl's impact.
Antigua and Barbuda has provided coordination of support. They have also provided a suite of relief items. Barbados has facilitated through the access to the Bridgetown port for the purposes of the transshipment hub, and also provided human resources, Guyana, in addition to providing two flights yesterday with relief items. 500 cots, 500 tarpaulins, and medical support are also pledged. St. Kitts and Nevis has also provided relief items. Trinidad and Tobago has dispatched relief items. We also have members from Trinidad and Tobago being deployed to support the Emergency Operations Center.
Executive Director of SEDIMA, Elizabeth Riley. Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, wants the program to employ the homeless in Bridgetown to continue. Mr. Abed says the program was well received by those employed and has improved the city's aesthetics.
They have been extremely diligent in getting their job done. I personally have congratulated many of them on a daily basis of what a good job they're doing. And it doesn't seem to be a situation where they only do it for 5 minutes just to look good and then sit down. As you quite rightly said, they've seemed to be extremely good and efficient at it. And I would love to see this kept on. It keeps the city looking clean. It puts some money in their pocket, hopefully, so they can get off the streets.
He hopes the program will also solve the issue of vagrancy in the city.
More importantly, this has been an eyesore for a very long time in the city, when we have tourists coming into our city on a daily basis, being confronted by homeless people who, frankly, you don't know if they're aggressive, if they're not. And it isn't something that we want to be considered as a port of call where we have this sort of incidences happening.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. The Democratic Labour Party has thrown its support behind a young nurse who took to social media over concerns about food portions that were distributed to the nursing staff during the passage of Hurricane Beryl. Hospital officials have since described the statement as regrettable and disappointing, as the nurse did not bring the matter to their attention first. But DLP's second Vice President Walter Maloney has commended the young nurse for the stance she has taken.
The issue here really is that we should be thankful that this young lady has once again shown to us what it is to be Barbadian, to stand up for your ethics, to stand up for something, to refuse disrespect, to not want anything to do with an injustice. These are the things that this country were built on, the kind of moral principles that we were built on. And to say this young lady is doing something wrong, I'm sorry, but I think we should be applauding her, because this is who we are.
Second Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party, Walter Maloney. And British voters are heading to the polls today for a crucial general election that's being seen as a referendum on 14 years of Conservative rule. The snap vote, called by British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, is being held months earlier than necessary and caught much of his party by surprise. The opposition Labour Party suffered its worst defeat since 1935 in the last general election, but has since rebuilt itself under the leadership of Keir Starmer. Today's vote follows a six-week campaign in which all major parties have scoured the country in search of votes. Much of the debate has revolved around the economy, the cost of living, the state of Britain's public services, and tax and immigration. Largely absent from the debate, however, has been Britain's relationship with the European Union, which it left in 2020 after a referendum 4 years earlier. Recapping the headlines. Three apartments at Crane Resort damaged in a fire. Classes resume at all primary and secondary schools except Wesley Hall Jr., which remains closed for repairs. The Chamber of Commerce proposes a review of Barbados' building codes after Beryl's destruction in the region. One woman dies and a 20-year-old man feared dead after Hurricane Beryl batters Jamaica. The head of SEDIMA pleased with regional response to assist Caribbean countries devastated by Hurricane Beryl, and Britain's vote in the election expected to propel Labour to power. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor. Wise financial thinking for life.
This is an important notice for all Sagicor pension clients. To ensure uninterrupted payments, you are reminded that the